frog in the window will sing for you. The frog in the window will smile for you with his straw hat and his cane. And you know that you will not be the same, 'cause the frog in the window will dance for you. He'll tap out the rhythm in his bright red shoes. And if you ask why this is done, he'll say you're only old when you will not be young. And the frog in the window will answer you. The questions you bring in a cup to view, and if his answer is not the best, so much better than all the rest. But you say there are so many things to be done, and he says right back that there's really just one, 'cause you're talking of death and your heart. Just being born is probably enough.
You are listening to In the Window with DJ Frogs on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more.
I've got to see a doctor, I've got to see a doctor, 'cause there's something wrong with me. What can it be? What can it be? I know it isn't indigestion, it isn't indigestion, it's just my poor old brain. It feels so queer since you are near, dear. Ever since you told me that you love me, I'm a nut, I'm a nut. Ever since you said those words, sweetheart, I'm a bug, I'm a bug. Can't sleep nights, can't even eat. Something's wrong with both my feet. I bump into people on the street like a fool, like a fool, like an awful fool. Ever since you said you'd like to kiss me, I'm a nut, I'm a nut. Darling, I'm as daffy as can be. Oh, can't you see? I lie awake all evening till the dawn begins to peep. The druggist gave me something, but I'm hanged if I can sleep. Ever since you told me that you love me. Ever since you said you'd like to kiss me, I'm a nut, I'm a nut. Darling, I'm as daffy as can be. Oh, can't you see? I lie awake all evening till the dawn begins to peep. The druggist gave me something, but I'm hanged if I can sleep. Ever since you told me that you love me.
That was Ever Since You Told Me That You Love Me, I'm a Nut by Tiny Tim. Well, who did you think it was? Tom Jones?
Babble, hammer, babble, who got a gal named Lucinda? They call her the great pretender. Got a gal named Lucinda. They call her the great pretender. But when she talks, she said a babble, babble, do. Well, babble, hammer, babble, do. Babble, hammer,
was Tom Jones and Bama Lama Bamaloo. This show's featured artist is from Brazil. It's Paulo D'Andrea, and the first two numbers from him are Easy Brass and Pinocchio Syndrome of the Cellulose. Bloody dark title. was Paulo Dandria, and there's more from him later. Okay, let's hear Miss Mousie's track of the week. It's Oomph and True Beauty is So Painful.
Such perfect skin. How come you're such a perfect hottie? Not a wrinkle, no double chin.
Grandmother, grandmother, tell me why you're still so young.
True beauty is so painful, my dear. The price we pay is shameful, my dear. Don't you know the sergeant's got his heart the better of you? I'm living proof. Now look at me and tell the truth. Yes, I know you wanted to.
What's your secret for staying youthful? What's your secret for staying thin? Won't you tell me and please be truthful? Does true beauty come from within?
True beauty is so painful, my dear. The price we pay is shameful, my dear. Don't you know the sergeant's got his heart the better of you? I'm living proof. Now look at me and tell the truth. Yes, I know you wanted to.
Listen now, this face was born in blood and desperation.
So painful, my dear. The price we pay is shameful, my dear. Don't you know the sergeant's got his heart the better of you? I'm living proof. Now look at me and tell the truth. True beauty is so painful.
Here's David Lynch with Strange and Unproductive Thinking from his Crazy Clown Time album.
forces are producing a vital link between the subconscious and superconscious minds, which therefore can only be considered as actual structures with two separate and distinctly different qualities. As we have seen, when one or more intensely varying energies become associated with the higher levels of perceptible phenomenon, and these new forms are then instantly acted upon by the two minds previously discussed, and brand new associations are given over with resulting problems of sorting out the new strains of emotional and physical qualities we see cropping up in schools and places of business across the country and in the cities, which of course have the added complications of the much argued over proposition that one cannot tolerate the existence of two or more intensely opposing ideas at one point in time. Say, however, and that thought alone is one which troubles many of us here who have for so long held the light up on the words which brought meaning to us concerning the amount of effort it takes to ignite a certain process leading one to the knowledge of the truths behind the all-pervading essence which is unending without an actual beginning. And in those words, of course, is the key to beginning the long journey toward understanding, which, as we have learned, is something for which each human being cries out, cupping his hands over the mouth. Sometimes in the evenings, a feeling of the type which haunts young children in the forest will come in on a dark wind, and all the light will fade, leaving a low sound penetrating the eyes, which follow the dark shapes running for safe nests just out of reach of small white teeth and noses filled with dirt going up over the mountains covered with tall trees and green needles and red bark with pitch oozing out into the air, which dries it on the surface, causing it to become crusty, which allows for the protection of all that lies within the crust, for it will now remain liquid and hold itself, remaining in a state close to that of the pure essence, which will remind us of the home, which will remind us of the red cookie jar, and the smiles dancing around it into the golden winter afternoons, while the pipe puffs out clouds of smoke from the mouth of the father with an axe to cut wood growing on the tall mountains. In order to assure that the fundamental qualities inherent in the solutions to modern philosophical questions are accurate, the first and foremost consideration lies in the field of abstractions associated with the laws of nature, and with them the interaction of the primary forces of life itself, which have now been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt to have their basis in the field of the absolute or the vacuum state, bringing to mind the fact that there has been a reversal of sorts of the age-old phrase, you can't get something from nothing. As we have seen, this kind of thinking, which has been going on since the beginning of time, is just a smokescreen necessary to block almost all truthful inquiries for centuries following. And it is with this also in our minds that we see that the initial thinking on a subject is critical to all which follows, and can be an excellent partner to the dark and evil forces which would have us living forever in darkness and confusion, refusing even to acknowledge that we even existed, or that there was such a thing as a bad tooth or a toothache. Bringing our discussion to the realm of practical considerations, it is interesting to note the possibilities of dental hygiene and the remarkable idea of a world free of tooth decay and all other problems associated with the teeth, tongue, or oral cavity, which would, in fact, become a prime motivator for a certain disappearance of fears associated with pain connected with dental applications, and even the idea that plaque could appear upon the surface of the teeth and the negative occurrence which follows, such as the hideous odors emitted from the oral cavity and the discolorations and the result of putrefaction of the once beautiful mental images, and the possibility of the breaking of relationships based upon the idea of negative distortion of the mouth. For teeth, while not necessarily considered one of the primary building blocks of happiness, can argument over to strange and unproductive thinking. Strange and unproductive thinking. Strange and unproductive thinking. Strange and unproductive thinking. Unproductive thinking. Unproductive thinking. Unproductive thinking.
That was David Lynch and Strange and Unproductive Thinking. Next is a demo track from the wonderful Delia Derbyshire and the not so wonderful Anthony Newley.
Tucked away in my memory, a little girl and me went case face. Rain kept falling, she stopped calling. D'you think she's lonely and thinks about me? I've got the mooches, the dreaded blooches. A little girl just walked by me, see. A little smile in her eye, here we go again. A little rise in my blood rate, mate. It stopped raining, who's complaining? Goodbye, Mooges, bye-bye, Blooges.
Oh, excuse me, sweetheart. My friend and I are having an argument. He says you're a fashion model. I say you're a film star. And as there's a few quid in it, I wondered if... Oh, by the way, are you...
That was Moogies Bloogies, a demo from the late 60s, I think. It was Delia Derbyshire and Anthony Newley. Delia did the music and then Newley took it away and laid down the vocals. And Delia hated it and was quoted as saying he turned it into a dirty raincoat song. Okay, here's Frank Zappa and Secular Humanism from Feeding the Monkeys at Mar Mason.
Yeah.
You are listening to In the Window with DJ Frogs on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more. Back to the featured artist, Paul Dandria, and his track Lazy Ear. The last track by Paul Dandrian is as one half of Detuned Portable Studio, the other half being fellow Brazilian Ricardo Cabral, and the track is called Gliss.
Thank you.
You will find links to Paul Dangio and the enhanced track list on my blog at madasaboxof.blogspot.com. Mad as a box of, all one word. Or you can click the link on this very page. Okay, here's the Kinks, and I'm not like everybody else.
I won't take all that they hand me down. They kind of smile, though I will frown. And I'm not gonna take it all lying down. 'Cause once I get started, I go to town. 'Cause I'm not like everybody else. 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 And I don't wanna roll around like everybody else. And I don't wanna live my life like everybody else. And I will say that I'm fine like everybody else. 'Cause I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else. But darling, you know that I love you true. Want me to confess all my sins like you want me to. There's one thing that I will say to you. I'm not like everybody else. 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 And I don't want to run around like everybody else. And I don't everything like you want me to. There's one thing that I will say to you. I'm not like everybody else. 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 And I don't want to run around like everybody else. And I don't want to live my life. Like everybody else, 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 like everybody else.
Here's a track from First Aid Kit's new album, The Lion's Roar, and it's King of the World.
Crying you over the phone while everything I ever want to see. Screaming fire in a theater, people taking their seats. Watch it all go down like a stone in a stream. You fall for your reflection, you will drown in a dream.
Tell me something real, tell me something true. I just wanna feel there's something left that I can do. But I'm nobody's baby, I'm everybody's girl. I'm the queen of nothing, I'm the king of the world.
The Fabulous First Aid Kits there with King of the World. And they're coming to Leeds. Or by the time you hear this, they will have been to Leeds. And I'm really looking forward, or now backwards, to that. The closing track is dedicated to Mary. Happy birthday. It's the Monkees and Mary Mary. If you have been, then thanks for listening.